You are listening to Somatics Toolkit, Spatial Awareness and Gaze, Working with Others as Participant and Observer. My name is Deborah Black. I'm from the United States, and the following exploration on working with others in space and with your gaze comes from my practice of the six viewpoints. Please practice the previous individual space gaze practice before working with a group. Please switch off your phones and make sure you are in a space where you can work undisturbed. You'll need at least two other people to join you. Grab a pen and paper and have it ready for reflections. The following exercises will be covered in this audio file. Preparing the space in your body, learning to be participant and observer simultaneously, tracking gaze, spatial relationship, consent, and working with others. Play this recording so everyone can hear it. If you are outside or the space is large, you can each practice with individual headsets. Pause the recording to organize this if necessary. What do you hope to get from this audio track? Bring your intention into your body. For example, by focusing on it while you breathe in, and place your hand somewhere on your body to anchor that intention while you breathe out. Let's get started. Take a moment with the others to determine if you are in a safe space. If you don't feel safe in this space, is there another space that would feel safer? If so, go there now. If not, remain with your eyes open through the entire practice, regardless of instructions to close your eyes. Each of you can choose a place in the space to stand, sit, or lie down. Close your eyes. Take your attention back to your breathing and notice where in your body you feel your breath. Notice the air coming in from outside the body and into the lungs. Feel the lungs expand. The amount of space inside your body changes when you inhale and exhale. Guide your attention to your whole body and notice what it is touching. Your clothing, a piece of furniture, the floor, the air around you. Switch your attention to sounds inside of your body. Now outside of your body. Are they close or far? What about smells? Take your attention to your face. If your eyes are closed, slowly blink them open. Relax the muscles of your face, especially around your eyes. Think about softening the gaze. See not just what's in front of you, but also allow your periphery to become present. Begin to turn your head and take in the space around you, softly. You can notice the others, but keep your attention on your senses and the space. Let's continue by walking and stopping. Take in as much information about the space as you can through all of your senses. continue to walk and stop. You are both a participant and an observer in this exercise. As we move forward, notice any impulses to change or control what the others are doing. Move your gaze to the floor. See the feet or shoes of the others as you pass them. Move your focus to see parts of the other people. See an arm, a head, a piece of clothing. Now make occasional eye contact as you continue to walk and stop. Notice any emotions that arise. Continue to walk and stop, and use your eyes to see the room, the other people's bodies, and make eye contact. Now make choices to be close or far from the others. Notice again if any emotions start to arise. Try to keep your attention on your whole body. Grab a pen and paper and take a moment to reflect on your experience. We will now start again, this time interacting with the architecture, as we did in the solo track. Begin to practice with one another now, while you hear the directions. Get curious about the space and the architecture, not the other people. Do not keep the others from doing their work. Do not try to change what they are doing or try to get them to join you in what you are doing. Instead, stick to your work with the space. Now that you have established working alone, occasionally look over your shoulder and notice what the others are doing, and then go back to your research. Notice what changes. Do you get inspired? Curious? Do emotions arise? Resist the urge to speak and keep the work in the body. Continue your work and allow yourself to participate and observe simultaneously. For the remainder of this exercise, about 5 minutes, practice care and feel free to take a break at any time if you need it. Slowly, as you notice what others are doing, make a choice to either stay with what you are doing or to join another person. If someone has joined you, notice what changes. If no one joined you, notice what it feels like to continue working alone, and then make a choice to find one or more people to join. If you join someone else, notice if you have an urge to help or control, or perhaps to continue to do your own thing.